Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome back to the Trill NBA Show. I really appreciate you for listening. It's 2019 and we're about 3 weeks into this thing. So strap on. It's gonna be a bumpy ride. I can already tell. This week, I came across a clip. Business Insider asked real estate mogul and Shark Tank host Barbara Corcoran to share her advice on how to successfully ask for a raise. Corcoran also talked about what you should do if you receive an offer from another company. And there was a very key nugget that she shared.
My question, what do you think my prospects here in the future might be? That's pretty fair. If I were a boss, I would go out of my way to think of how I could push you ahead. If I valued you, and if my response instead was, well, I'm happy to hear about it, but you know, we pay you fairly and you have good responsibilities and we're pretty happy, so do what you want, or something like that, I would know I'm not valued and I would take the other job. Because the one thing you must be in any position you are, male, female, whatever level you are, is you must be valued and appreciated to be promoted.
Mm-hmm. You must be valued and appreciated to be promoted. You have got to find out if you are valued and appreciated. And the number one way to do that is to simply ask for a raise or promotion. Today, I'm talking about when and when not to ask for a raise or promotion and what you should be doing now to prepare for this conversation with your manager. Even if you're not sure if right now is the right time to ask this question of your manager, I want you to leave this episode today confident in what the right timing is to ask for a raise or promotion, and what steps you need to take now to start preparing for the conversations and laying the groundwork for a successful ask. When should you ask for a promotion? Three things need to be happening in your work life in order for you to feel comfortable and confident in your request for a raise or promotion. Number one, you know for a fact, with no uncertainty, that you have met all of your deliverables and objectives. You have even helped other coworkers or worked on additional projects outside of your job description. So that's number one. You know you have gone above and beyond in some type of way. Number two, your last performance evaluation was meets expectation or better. Now, some people may be saying, hey, just meets expectations. And something I want you guys to understand, in a lot of organizations, meeting expectations is just as good as exceeding expectations. And there are thousands upon hundreds of thousands of people getting raises and promotions, and they just met expectations. And with this wage gap that we're fighting, we have got to start asking for what we're worth. It doesn't matter that you just met expectations as long as you met the goddamn expectations. Okay? All right. And number three, you feel positive about your personal brand in the organization. So you feel good about what people say about you. You feel good about the ways that people talk about your work. You can see that you've been given more visibility. You can just tell that this is good, fertile ground for you to sprout and grow like the wonderful flower that you are. Bonus, if you have a sponsor, and you know you have a sponsor who is highly engaged in your growth in the organization, which means they're providing you stretch assignments that show you off, they're talking about you to senior leadership. They're introducing you to other senior leaders in the organization, and you can tell that they are very outwardly your champion. If you have that, then definitely it's time for you to start preparing for this conversation with your manager about a raise or a promotion. Let's talk about when not to ask for a raise or a promotion. If all of the above is not happening for you, do not ask for a raise or promotion. So if you're not sure about whether you met all of your deliverables or objectives, and you haven't had a career conversation or performance evaluation, your boss and you are aight, or you don't really like your boss, or you don't really like your job. And if you're feeling like you're in a negative space, you don't have any sponsors, you did not meet expectations on your last performance evaluation, these are all signs that you are just a little worker bee and you are getting by, and you know, nobody's really checking for you right now. This would not be the time for you to ask for a raise or a promotion. Now, if you do, this could backfire in your face. So I just need you to be clear on where you stand before you go down the path of asking for a raise or promotion, especially if you're in the mindset, well, I'm just going to ask just to see what my manager's going to say. Yeah, let's not play that game. Okay. Because remember, you got bills. You're an adult. We're adulting. Now that you know when and when not to ask for a raise, let's say things are, like for most of us, everything's on the fence, right? What should you do now to prepare for these conversations? And mind you, I said plural. So it's not just one conversation. It's many conversations. There are a number of things you can start right now at the beginning of 2019 to get you prepared for having a really deep, robust conversation by the summer. And it gives you plenty of time to pivot during this year. My goal is you make a plan of action now. You start working towards that plan. You start putting meetings on the calendar, and by the time the end of June, beginning of July rolls around, you will be prepared to ask for your worth. You'll be prepared to know if this organization truly values you. Here's the roadmap. Number one, the first thing you need to do now is evaluate. You need to evaluate where you stand in the organization. You need to be real honest. Like I've urged you before, find a work BFF, because your work BFF, they're going to be honest with you. They're going to tell you all the things that they've been hearing about you in the office. They're going to give you real feedback about what they're perceiving about you in the office and in your department. Have a conversation with that person. Sit down. Get your job description. Somewhere is your actual job description. You want to pull that out. You want to gather your last performance evaluation. You want to look at your objectives and deliverables. And you want to make an honest assessment of where you are tracking. Are you on track to meet these obligations? Are you on track to over-deliver? And if you can say, okay, I could, you know, maneuver here, do better with this project. I could over deliver on that project. This project is a struggle. I need to ask for more help and more backup, and really start to look at how you put together your argument for your value. And that's what you need to do first, is evaluate based on everything that's on paper and what your trusted colleagues are telling you realistically about yourself. The other thing you could do, a lot of companies have a institutional 360 program where you can actually send out anonymously and ask for 360 feedback. And this is something you can do on your own, or you should be able to, that you don't necessarily have to share with your boss. And you can ask your colleagues, like, hey, tell me what are some opportunity areas I may have in working with you guys. Remember, 80% of this battle is likability, and 20% is actually getting shit done. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but it's corporate America. Leave your common sense at the door. In fact, leave your common sense at home. Like, don't even put it in the car, because with corporate America, there's no common sense. Okay? All right. The second thing you need to do is, after you've done an honest assessment, you need to come up with a plan to get you from where you are to a good place in the organization of where you want to be. Now, this could take anywhere from 1 to 6 months. It may even take a little longer if there's a reorganization and now you have another new boss. But the good thing is, you could capitalize on that, make some shifts before you really get into engaging with your new manager, and then you can come out shining like roses. And so you really want to be strategic about how the organization perceives you, understanding that. And you want to place yourself in great light so that when you ask for a raise or promotion, your boss should be like, you know what? Yeah, you've been doing great. And you've done this and you've done that. And so this is the evaluate and set yourself up phase. The next thing you need to do after you have that plan of action, you need to start researching, how much are you worth in the market based on your job description and competitive jobs? So you want to use things like Glassdoor, salary.com. You really want to try to find out as much information as you can on what other jobs out there that are very similar to the current role that you have, and what is the compensation for those roles compared to your current compensation. Something that might surprise you is that you may actually be in the higher range of compensation. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't ask for more, but it's something you have to be cognizant of, because what you don't want to do is to be on the higher end of a range and then go in and say, I'm not being compensated fairly. So this is why you have to do your research. After you've done all of that research, you've pulled together all the data points. Now it's time to strategize and build your talking point. Now, mind you, what you're going to do is do this over the course of some months, because while you're pulling all this together, you're letting the day-to-day play out as you are focused on building your internal reputation and positive perceptions. After you've done some strategizing, and you definitely should seek help on this, you should use your resources and your network to come up with what this plan is, customized for your specific situation. And then after you have scheduled the meeting with your manager and you know, okay, this is the date, this is the meeting, and you have your strategy in place for how you're going to lay out your data points and your argument for this raise and promotion, you need to role play. You need to get with at least two people. One person should be a peer, a work BFF, somebody you trust that won't run their mouth. So again, this is why having a work BFF is so important. But then the other person should be outside of work, and they should have no tie to your organization, because what you want is fresh eyes on the situation. Your work BFF will have a lot of context of the organization, but your friend or person helping you outside, maybe even a mentor, they won't have that day-to-day context. And so they can listen to what you're saying and they can poke holes in it from a place of not really knowing everything, and they can ask you questions that you may not have thought of. So you need to at least role play with two different people. After you've done all this work, then all you have to do is execute. I know it's a little easier said than done. It's a lot easier said than done. But like anything in life worth having, you have to work for it. Asking or negotiating for a raise or a promotion is no different. You have to plan and you have to prepare. So I want you to really do that soul searching this month. In your performance review or career conversation, I want you to do way more listening than talking. And I want you to go in there and you should ask this question quickly and fairly often. And this question is, what are my prospects here? Where do you see me possibly going for my next role? You should be asking your manager questions about the future now. So not about a raise or promotion, but just about career pathing. And if you get an answer that doesn't quite feel right, if you get a, well, you know, I want you to work on these three things and then let's talk about it later. If those three things are fluffy, not quite concrete, they don't feel fair. So some feedback you might hear often is, you know, I think you have an opportunity to be more strategic. That one right there is always a red flag, because strategy is one of those concepts and ideas that is way fluffy, meaning it is so subjective that one person's strategy is another person's bullshit. And one person can look at a strategic PowerPoint presentation or deck you put together and say, oh my God, this is amazing. And another person will look at it and blow holes in it and blow it all apart. If you're in a very highly subjective role, which a lot of roles in corporate America are highly subjective when it comes to the evaluation of your work, you have to stay focused on what are they telling me? How do I interpret that? And what follow-up questions do I need to ask so that I can get a clear answer on whether or not this company has good intentions for me or not? And you can work to have those conversations along the way. And you would be surprised if you come with enthusiasm, great energy, being happy to be there and expressing like, I'm really happy to be here. Never complain. If you complain, complain outside. Complain to people who are so far removed. Get it out there. Do not, under any circumstances, walk into your job and let them know, even though it's a fair let them know the BS they're on. They know the BS they're on. There is no need for you to point it out. Again, I will reiterate, leave your common sense at home. And if you do these things, you will set yourself up for a great 2019 and a possible raise and or promotion. So you guys, remember, hashtag get your whole dollar, just got to get it all. There's no reason for you to make 63 cents on the dollar of your white male counterparts. Get your whole dollar, y'all. Listen, I want you to get your money this year, but I want you to be prepared. And this is something that I have helped hundreds of people do over the course of the last 10 years. So if this is something you need help with, preparing to ask for a raise or promotion, please hit me up. Go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me, where I will help you strategize and lay out a game plan and walk you through the specific situation you are going through at work and make sure you are setting yourself up for success. In addition to that, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me. or ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern via email. Until next time, you guys, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production, executive produced by Felicia Ann Rose Enuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.